As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, welcome back in. It is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What a story Christian Benford has become. He was a six-round draft pick in the 2022 NFL draft out of Villanova. He was drafted by the Bills, has been with the Bills for his entire career, and he's turned into a kick-ass corner in this league, and a few months ago was rewarded with a four-year contract worth $76 million, and Christian is kind enough to join us right now. Christian, first and foremost, congratulations on the new deal. I know it's been a while, but we do appreciate you coming on today.
Nah, thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, so when you finally put that pen to paper and you signed that contract and you got to get up from that chair, what was it feeling like when you knew that you were going to be staying in Buffalo with a lot of extra money going into your bank account?
Yeah, I was honestly feeling blessed, very appreciative of the position I'm in. And during that moment, I was just like so much appreciation, so much joy. And I was just thanking God that I got the opportunity to be there.
I love a story like yours where you go to Villanova, right? You end up becoming a six-round draft pick and the hard work eventually gets recognized and it pays off and you've turned into a really good football player. Kind of take me through the journey, how all this became possible from Nova to the early days of the NFL to now the person that we're talking to today.
Really, it was just like my relationship with God. It got stronger throughout the years. I continued to pursue God and lean on my team because I couldn't do it by myself. I had a lot of resources, coaches that believed in me, like some pastors that would help me with the word, understand the word of God, and where to go, and the wisdom, and how to read the Bible, and how to understand God, what he likes, what it's like to be a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And those moments impacted me to every step of the way, because without those resources, without those talks about God, without those Bible studies, I don't think it would be possible for me to be here, honestly. And obviously my family, and having the great individuals in my corner, because it do help when you have the right people around you. And I do believe that like your environment does have an impact on who you are and how you become, due to the fact that your environment can push you to be better or it can hinder you in your mindset. It can teach you, your environment can teach you, or it can decay you. So a lot of that kind of ties into who I am today.
Christian Benford here with us from the Buffalo Bills. You know, you may have said growing up, hey, you wanted to play in the NFL, but with this journey and this road that you've traveled on, when did you start to feel like that was a reality, that not only do you want to play football and you're good at it, but you could go on to maybe be a good player at the next level?
I always believed. I always had faith, but honestly, once I got to the league is when I realized, 'cause I was always humble. I'm a realist at the end of the day. I believe since I was in Pop Warner that I could make it. I just kept working hard, but I wasn't there yet, so I didn't want to sit here and be like, yeah, I could do this. I'm gonna make it to the league. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. God can humble you, or God can say that's just not my path. So I just kept working and kept believing. Well, obviously, once I got to the league, I was like, yeah, I could do this. Like, I believe I'm at where I fit. I fit where I'm at.
You know, just wondering, when you were growing up as a kid, were there a few football players that you admired? Or was there a team that you grew up supporting?
Honestly, I'm from Baltimore, so the Ravens. And I didn't admire nobody. I felt like I wanted to be the one that everybody admired. I wanted to be a difference maker, someone to impact somebody's life for the better, just off of my actions, because I don't really talk too much. I feel like action speaks louder than words anyway. But some people that I obviously majorly grew up watching was like Harry Reid, Ray Lewis, you know, Joe Flacco, Ray Rice, and all them. But yeah, I never really admired nobody. It was, I wanted to be the one to admire, like just to help other people, but not for like the pedestal or for the my name this, my name is that. Just to be the one to admire so that I can help kids to like better themselves for their future.
And I know you do a lot of charity work. You know, tell me about some of the work that you do, not only in your hometown community, but also probably in the Buffalo community as well.
Yeah. So I do a lot of donations to like the Buffalo City Mission. I love to just drive around some days and just give care packages to the homeless. I'm also helping out with donations to like foster carers out here in Buffalo. I have a guy out in Baltimore. He does the Baltimore Homeless Project and just helping as much as I can. He does great by himself, but I try to help as much as I can because that's just something I'm passionate about. I have a foundation called 47 Hearts. That's where we try to raise money, obviously, to help, again, homeless, foster care systems, homeless shelters with that have, like, single moms with their children, because it's tough already being a single mom. And just any way that we could help them with shelter, upraise the kids in the predicament that they're in. Food, giving out the food to anybody. So that's all my foundation is looking for you. And that's a lot of my book proceeds go to. That you can get my book on ChristianBenford.com. But my book, like some of the proceeds go to my foundation where we raise money to help those individuals. But yeah, I just always have a heart for it. And I just feel like the world is tough as is. And there could be different makers out there that can help those people that's having a tough road. You know, sometimes it's not their fault. It's just the cards that they're dealt and the way society is nowadays, sad to say. But individuals like us can make a difference. We can help.
And, you know, it's almost contagious giving back, as Christian Benford's here with us. Just in the Bills locker room, like, I'm very close friends with Deion Dawkins, who went to college together. You know, I know what he does to give back to the community. We obviously know the impact that DeMar Hamlin has had on many people's life with what he's been through. It seems like that's a real close-knit locker room in Buffalo, where obviously you guys are teammates, your brothers, but you also make it a point of emphasis to really, you know, give back and do a lot of charitable work.
Yeah, we all just got the heart for it, the heart and the love to help other individuals.
What is it like for you to see what DeMar Hamlin has been able to do the last few years with what he had to recover from? And then we know he got back 2 years ago, but the season he had this year was truly unbelievable with how he was able to play on the field.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. I see what he goes through behind closed doors and see how much work he puts in. So it's a blessing that he's able to be in this predicament and what he came to be. It's not easy to do what he did. It's not easy to do what he's doing right now. So I'm happy for him, and I try to tell him that I'm proud of him just because I am, not just because, just so he can hear it, but just so I could, like, let him know that, like, I'm really proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself for being at where you are from where you came from.
Christian Benford here with us for a few more minutes of the Zach Gelb Show from the Buffalo Bills. Signed that big four-year, $76 million contract this offseason. The schedule comes out tonight. I know it's already getting leaked left and right if you go online today. But is there an opponent that you maybe have circled when the schedule comes out that you're going to be rushing to see when you end up playing them?
Nah, not really. I don't really be getting into all that. I'm just...
I'll tell you, I look at your schedule, the home schedule, it's something. Not only got division teams, you got the Ravens, you got the Bengals, you got the Bucks, you got the Eagles, and also the Chiefs. I know a lot of people are going to circle that Chiefs game for you. You guys have beat them the regular season. You haven't been able to get the job done, obviously, in the postseason. What do you say to maybe the Bills fan that's like, man, you guys have been so good for the last few years, but you keep on coming up short up against the Chiefs in the playoffs? Why should they still believe in this group that you guys could one day beat Kansas City come the postseason?
Because belief is going to take us there. That's why, and we're never the same team. We always growing from the last year or the last year, the previous year, finding ways to be better. So belief is what's going to take us all the way there.
You feel like this team it's got to be like, you guys feel like you're right on the verge of breaking through, right?
Yep.
And obviously you have a great quarterback in Josh Allen. What is it like when you're able to see what Josh is able to do week in and week out as he just won the MVP of the NFL this past year?
Yeah, it's awesome to witness that firsthand and for him to be on our team. He's a great individual and a great ball player.
I want to ask you two more things I'll ask you, Christian Benford, before we let you run. Villanova, take me through your recruiting process and how you ended up landing, picking to go play at Villanova.
Honestly, I was just going to a lot of the football camps and only had two offers and zero stars. I had Morgan State and them. And the DB coach there was really cool. And I was big on, like, backup plans because, you know, football don't last forever. It can make a difference in your life, but it don't last forever. So I wanted to make it where, like, I have something to hold my hat on when I'm done with this. And Villanova is a great nursing school, business school, has many connections. It's known for its academics. So I took it. And it's just for a scholarship. They had to pay for it. So why not? As a kid that only has two offers and zero stars, you know, and I've seen other people make it from the FCS level. And not just seeing that, but I believed I could have done it. You know what I'm saying? Just belief, just like I said before, belief take you far.
You always had that belief, like you said, but when you hear it, zero stars, two offers, Villanova, six-round pick, now you have this huge contract. Is it a little still surreal just how quickly you were able to accomplish these things and end up making it in the NFL?
Yeah, it is surreal. I try not to, like, look at it too much because I'm still in it, but I do be grateful to God, give my thanks to God. But other than that, nah, I don't look outside of appreciation to God. Let's keep it at that. I don't do nothing else with it.
So off of that, how do you view yourself right now as a player? And when you're fully, you know, at your apex and you've reached all your full potential, what do you think Christian Benford can really look like on a football field?
A game changer. MVP.
MVP. I like that, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Not just defensive player of the year, MVP. I love that answer. All right, last question, most important one. Where do you get your wings in Buffalo?
My wings? I ain't going to lie to you. That's tough because it depends. It depends because I be Uber Eats. I ain't going to lie. I be Uber Eats.
You're not waiting in line at Barbill is what you're telling me.
I might, but, like, if I have a family here, I go to Barbell. But if I want to, like, Uber Eats, I do America's Best Wings. Because, like, from in Baltimore, that's what we got, America's Best Wings. And that's, like, we do, like, chicken boxes or America's Best Wings. So when I came here, I saw they got America's Best Wings, so I took it. I was like, yeah.
Gotcha. I would say you should test out some of those local Buffalo spots. That's just me, you know. You're a blue cheese guy, right? You're not a ranch guy, right?
I'm certified ranch, and I stand.
Oh my God! What is up with you guys on the Bills? Dion Walker, your new teammate, he's a ranch guy as well. We're having a tremendous conversation now. You're a ranch guy, Christian Benford. You just ruined the whole conversation.
Yeah, blue cheese. I don't know. I don't do too much cheese. Honestly, that's
why. All righty. Well, I'll talk to Dion. We will get you to Barbill with some big blue cheese, and we'll make sure that we get you taken care of. But Christian, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you.
There he is, Christian Benford, joining us on the show. What a fun story. 4 years, $76 million contract, out of Villanova, no stars, two offers, and now a tremendous cornerback in the NFL and got rewarded this past offseason by the Buffalo Bills. Let's take a break. Hot Take Hickey joins us in the studio next. Update time first. Here's Zach.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.